Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you here until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll stick with us. And also, if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we can get you on the air here today with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. Let's open with a word of prayer here this afternoon. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air. Thank you, and watch over people that are traveling on the roadways today with the snow out there. We just pray that you get people safety, and we just thank you again for watching over us, Lord, and we just pray your blessing on the program now. Use us for your glory. Help us to point people to Christ. Help us to encourage believers in their walk with you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, it's good to be with you today, and got a number of things we're going to look at, but just before we get into that, want to mention again, you can find us online at our webpage, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and there's a variety of materials available there, information about myself, and you can also link to some other materials and past programs. The past programs, we've got them online available as MP3 files, so if you missed one of our Friday afternoon programs, we're also on Sunday nights for an hour from 11 o'clock until midnight every Sunday night. If you missed one of those programs, or it's just late and you're not able to stay up for the whole thing, and you want to listen to some of them, you can go online, livewithpastoral.com, and I believe their programs are up through last week. I don't think I have this past Sunday on there just yet, where it's there. The website just doesn't reflect it just yet, but that's all available, livewithpastoral.com. There's also a link there to our Facebook page, and you can find us on Facebook. You can even watch us on Facebook Live right now while we're on at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. And you can even link to our homepage, Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Richfield, Ohio at 5171 Brecksville Road, which is located midway between Akron and Cleveland in northern Summit County. We're right where Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike cross. We meet in the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, and we'd love to have you join us out there sometime. Also mentioned that we have our Friday night Bible study. It's an open Bible study where you bring the questions, and we just talk about whatever questions people have about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. Actually, this radio program's stem from our Bible study, but we have that every Friday night at 7 o'clock until 9. It's an informal Bible study. And we have refreshments. We have coffee, hot water for tea or cocoa or whatever. And certainly we usually have cookies, chips, whatever. People bring in different things. And yeah, it's just an informal time of fellowship and study of the Word of God. And it's a really nice opportunity. If you're not doing anything on a Friday night and you'd like to get together with other people who want to investigate what the Bible has to say or see how the Bible speaks to the events happening today, why don't you join us at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express this Friday night, tonight at 7 o'clock. We go till 9 o'clock. If you can't stay the whole time, that's fine. And if you want to stay later, we usually talk for a good half hour to an hour afterwards anyway. So we're there, and we'd love to have you visit us there. Then we also have our services there on Sunday. Our 11 o'clock service, morning worship service. I'm currently preaching through the book of Galatians in Galatians chapter 3 right now. And then on Sunday evening, I am currently preaching through the book of Psalms. And it's been a real blessing going through the Psalms. I believe we're in Psalm 140, Boy, I try to remember which one it is now. I think it's 142. We've been in Psalms for a while, and it's been a real blessing. So we invite you to come out and visit if you don't have a church, or you're in a church that does not preach the Word of God and doesn't follow the Word of God. We'd love to have you come and visit. If you've got questions about the Bible, questions about Christianity, maybe you're not sure why people believe what they believe, let me invite you to come out and visit us at our Bible study or our church services. We want to give you an opportunity to find out why we believe the Bible is the Word of God, why we believe that Jesus Christ is not only the Son of God, that's an expression, a title that we use to express the incarnation of God, the creator of heaven and earth, taking human form and becoming a man and living with us so that he could go to the cross. He lived a perfect life without ever sinning one time, without ever breaking God's law one time. He went to the cross not to pay for any of his own sin, but to pay for your sin and my sin. And, of course, we're coming up here later on in the month. We've got Palm Sunday coming up in a few weeks, and then April 1st will be the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ on Easter Sunday, because Jesus Christ not only went to the cross where he suffered and died and shed his blood to pay for our sins, but according to the Word of God, he rose from the dead victorious over sin and death, and he later ascended up into heaven, and he's there with us. He said in John chapter 10 that he's coming back for us. He's preparing a place for us. He's coming back for us to receive us, that we can be with him there as well. And we want you to know that Christ died on the cross to pay for your sins, and that your sins can be forgiven. And you can know that when Jesus said in John 10 that he's gone to prepare a place for us, he means you as well, and that he's coming back for you one day as well, because your sins have been forgiven. An amazing thing, and this isn't what I was getting into today, but just thinking about this in Romans chapter 3, the Bible says that when we trust Christ as our Savior, we confess our sin. That basically means, say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I can't keep your law. I know I break your law. I've broken in the past, and I'm going to break it in the future. I know that because I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner by nature. But I realize that Jesus Christ paid for my sins with his own blood upon the cross. And when we do that, when we confess our sin and we put our faith in Jesus and believe that he paid for our sin, we accept him as our Savior. The Bible says in Romans 3 that God literally puts his righteousness upon us. Righteousness is a great old word that we don't appreciate what it means. And you look at the old English word that we get righteousness from, it literally means full of rightness. And that's an exciting thing, full of rightness. God is full of rightness. And he's always right and always holy. And he puts that righteousness on us when we trust Christ as our Savior. Do we sometimes mess up? Do we sometimes sin? Sure. But we know that when God looks at us, he sees his righteousness that he placed on us. And so that's an exciting thing. Well, I'm going to get into a couple of things here too today. I want to get back to my letter from millennial Christian Christians such as myself who are a bit older, and representing the reasons why some millennials are leaving churches. And we're going to touch on some of this. I actually started this about a month ago, haven't been able to get back to it until today. So we'll touch on some of those things, and do continue to pray for our country and for our president. If you saw the news broke last night that for the first time ever, the North Korean leader has agreed to meet with the president of the United States and has some talks and even dealing with eliminating nukes in North Korea. And it's kind of humorous in a sad way, I guess I should say. The leftist media is already trying to make this a bad thing. Well, it'll just lend legitimacy to the North Korean dictator. And we don't want that. Appearing on stage with the U.S. president just adds legitimacy to him. Well, you know, they've been wanting somebody to meet with him, and nobody else has been able to do it ever. And so I think it's pretty remarkable. Well, continue to pray for our president, pray for our country. Our country will turn back to you. Also wanted to mention, pray for the program Bringing America Back to Life that is going on, the Bringing America Back to Life convention, going on actually right here, not too far from the studio where I'm sitting right now. It's one of the biggest pro-life conventions, I guess, in the country right now. It's going on today, going on tomorrow. Go to bringingamericabacktolife.org, and you can find out more information about it. There's a lot going on yet today and tomorrow. If you want to take part in that, all the information is there. And my wife and I are planning on being at the dinner tomorrow night. Somebody invited us to be there, and Matt Walsh, who's a popular conservative writer and blogger, and is going to be speaking during the dinner session on Fight the Moral Apathy of Modern Culture. And so they got a lot of things going on. There's a dinner there tonight, and they have Walter Heyer, former transgender with a passion to help others who regret gender change, talking about rethinking transgenderism, and that's going on tonight. And so if you want more information about that, go to bringingamericabacktolife.org. Well, I want to get into this letter here again, and I started this letter, like I said, about a month ago, and we've had other things come up, and we haven't been able to get back to this. But this letter, just to refresh for those of you who heard the program in the beginning of February, and those of you that haven't heard it, this letter is an independent, fundamental, King James only, Bible believing, independent Baptist pastor, or I guess youth pastor, who is classed as a 20-something, a millennial. And he writes this letter here, and whether or not you're an independent Baptist or something else, the letter is apropos for you and your church as well. And it's whether or not you're a pastor or just a church member, somebody active in your local church that has a concern for your church. This is important, what he has to say here. And he says, I am a millennial, 20-something, born between 1984 and 2002. I am you in the future, in a decade, in a few years, now. And he's representing millennials who are leaving or have already left the church, millennials who are merely staying in the church, and of course, why they're just staying there, and then millennials such as himself who are building. And he did a bit of research here, and he has some opinions and quotes from people, and he addresses reasons why they're leaving, why they've already left, why some are staying, and why some are building. So we're going to touch on some of these things. And one quote that he had here, and I dealt with this last month when we were looking at this letter, he says, millennials are looking for authenticity. Unfortunately, a lot of churches today are striving to win over young adults by being relevant. And, you know, that's a comment that our church has dealt with, because we looked at a lot of things that were going on in churches around us, and we're just a small church. And we knew that we could not compete with churches around us in the area of programs and entertainment and all this, nor did we necessarily want to. But what we did know that we could compete with, and I think compete very effectively, is teaching and preaching the Word of God, presenting Christ to people in His Word. And so that's been our goal. You know, the Bible talks about not being relevant, but rather being authentic and staying true to the Word of God and presenting Christ. And we're going to touch on some of those things here, because you know, a lot of churches, I think, in some senses, have almost given up their defense of the gospel and their presentation of the gospel message in a desire to entertain and tickle the ears. Paul warned about that, and I know we touched on some of this previously, but we kind of need to rehash this a little bit. But let me go over here to 2 Timothy here. 2 Timothy And I want to read here in 2 Timothy. This is the last letter that Paul wrote. He was about to be martyred for the cause of Christ, and he concluded the last of his writings with an urge to go back to the Scriptures, to uphold the Scriptures. And he says in 2 Timothy, and let me start in verse number 3 here, he's warning Timothy perilous times that are coming, and false teachers and things like this, evil men and seducers, he says in verse 13, shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And then he tells Timothy, and this is the letter written, I guess this could be represented today as an address to the millennials, if you want to look at it that way. It's an address to all of us, but Paul was writing to a younger man in the ministry, and he says to Timothy here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Then he says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And then he says this in chapter 4, starting with verse 1, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, for the time will come, he says in verse 3, when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Now, this is what Paul's warning Timothy about. People want their ears tickled. They want things that entertain. They want things that make them feel good. Whereas we're called to give people what they need, which is the Word of God. And some churches have given that up in their quest to become relevant. And I've got a caller calling in I'll get to in just a moment here. Let me finish the point here on this. You know, the Bible tells us that we're relevant, I guess, in the sense that we stay true to the Word of God. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:22, to the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. But see, he did not compromise his message. And the same sentiment was echoed here in 2 Corinthians 8:21, where he said, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. We want to be honest in our dealings, and we want to be true to God and true to his word, and yet we want to be honest and open in the sight of men here. And so we need to be concerned. And, you know, pray for your pastors, because in Hebrews 13, verse 18, it says, pray for us, for we trust we have a good conscience in all things, willing to live honestly. And we need to live honestly. The Bible says that we need to be genuine in our representation of the gospel. We need to be genuine in our conduct as people of God. Let me give you a couple more verses, and then I'll take a break from this and get to our phone caller here. Here's two more verses. I'll leave you with this before we get to our caller. Hebrews 13, verse 8, or I just read that, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 12, Paul says that you may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that you might have lack of nothing. Walk honestly toward them that are out. And the strive to be relevant, some churches, they try to be so much like the world, and they try to sugarcoat some things. They try to sugarcoat the doctrine of hell and sin, and they're not walking honestly. They're trying to be something that they're not. And then one more, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12, Peter wrote this, having your conversation, that your conduct as well as your speech, honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. You know, people might not like what you say, but they should at least know that you're honest and you're genuine. Well, You're listening to Live with Pastor Al. I've got Fran calling in this afternoon. And Fran, welcome to the program today.
Okay, thank you so much, Pastor. I called, I was curious about the president and his son-in-law, and they had the other guy, that roadmap for peace. They mentioned that on the air, and I was wondering, because they wouldn't even let him, they took his security clearance away from the son-in-law. And I guess... I don't know.
Okay, yeah. Jared Kushner, security clearance, they didn't really take his security clearance away. In order to get the type of clearance that he has or had, you have to fill out some pretty intensive forms. I know because I've been there. I've done that. I've filled out those forms. And they take a while to complete, and the investigation takes a while to complete. But due to his position as an advisor to the president, they issued him a temporary clearance. And the temporary clearance was just that, temporary, upon completion of the forms that he had to fill out and the investigation that had to be done. And then the chief of staff issued a thing that to people whose clearances have not been completed within a year, within the last year, that the temporary status of them would run out. And that's basically what happened to him. It's not that he did something that they took a clearance away from him. It's that he had a temporary clearance that he has not fully finished up all the things that need to be done between the paperwork and the investigations. And I guess there were some errors in his paperwork from what I understand. And that and any errors in the paperwork complicate things, and it takes a time, takes up time in terms of getting the clearance then. But
yeah. Roadmap for peace, you know, that's real, you know, this is, we got to get our guys and stay in line because the other ones want to come against.
Yeah, and
that's the problem. You know?
Yeah, and I know, unfortunately, the president is kind of following suit with the previous presidents, Republican and Democrat, and even Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, whom I really like. But all of these people seem to think that they can have a roadmap to peace where there's going to be a Palestinian state established within the confines of the borders of Israel, and it'll take up a certain portions like the West Bank and things like that,
right,
and East Jerusalem as their capital. And that's doomed to failure, no matter who is proposing it. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people who think that that can work. Well, the Palestinians don't want it. And when I say Palestinians, I mean the Arab residents there.
Right.
Because the term Palestinian, you can look it up in the Bible, in the King James Version of the Bible, it refers to Philistines. And I don't have time to get into that right now.
Right.
Although I do have an article, I believe, linked at our website, livewithpastoral.com, entitled, "Will the Real Palestinians Please Stand Up?" But the there's warnings. God, I believe it's in Obadiah. I don't have time to look it up right now, but I believe it's in Obadiah. God has a dim view of those that want to divide the land, because the whole land is belongs to God, and God gave that land to the Jewish people, and He has a plan for that land. And whenever anybody goes against that, there's problems. But I was going to say earlier, the Palestinians under Yasser Arafat previously were offered everything they wanted, a state, a capital in East Jerusalem, everything they wanted, at least everything they had said that they wanted,
right,
and they turned it down, because the real reason is that they don't want the Jewish people to be there. They don't want there to be a Jewish state. They're not interested in a separate state. They're interested in the whole thing. Land for peace has never worked in the past. The first land for peace deal was the creation of Jordan out of the Jewish homeland that was established under the Balfour Declaration in 1917. And the Arab unrest was so great that they split off about three quarters of it for another Arab state called Jordan. And that didn't work very much. And well, there's been other problems and things since then, and it just hasn't worked. And it's not going to work. Hey, Fran, we're out of time. Thanks for calling. And thank you for listening today. And I hope you'll join us next time. And God bless. Have a great week.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.